Cardi, at this point, we need to specify, does not live in a crematorium. He just has apparently a whole poo-poo platter of cremains.
Of ashes. Yes, cremains.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
I'm feeling fierce today.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, today.
You're like, get out of the way. Make way for me.
I am feeling fierce, people. Hey, thanks for listening to all the party crashes out there. Thanks for the support. We still need you to do your diligence and spread the word and tell everybody that, the Big Party Show with myself, Big Party, and Molly does exist digitally on Apple Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Also, if you're watching it, we're on YouTube as well. It's the Heard That One Network. But yeah, thank you. I keep getting messages from people that aren't caught up yet, but they're catching up.
Yeah. Well, how crazy is this? We had a trivia night the other night at the kids' school. I had two women come up to me, two friends of mine, and they were like, I've been listening to the show. And so they're completely like, they know me, but they're being introduced to you.
Oh.
And so this is like a whole new world for them. They're like, so you've worked for 20 years with this guy. I mean, we've heard you talk about him, but I've never, because keep in mind now people come from all over. Like I have friends in Ireland that are listening. I want to say thank you to Audra and Jen in Chicago who came up to me this weekend. And that was the funny thing. They're like, so what's his story?
I'm taken, ladies. I'm taken. I'm just going to keep doing the finger thing all day. Hey.
Finger thing really translates.
Yeah, we got people listening all over the place, Molly. Of course, I went to high school in Germany. When you go to high school in a military school like that, when people leave, they scatter all over the place. Mm-hmm. And we have such a unique friendship. It's like that friendship where if you haven't seen somebody, I will just say in 10 years and you run into them or you meet up with them, it's like you pick it up right where it was left off. It's just a weird, weird friendship. So we have listeners, people, friends that are listening all over the world, Vietnam, all over the place. And my sister actually texted me yesterday. She lives in California. Hello, mm-hmm. sis. She wanted me to tell you and Gracie about this app called Libby. Libby.
Oh, I have it on my phone.
Okay, Gracie, you need to get it on your phone. It allows you to borrow things from your local library. You need a library card, and you can belong to as many library cards or libraries as you want. And I guess she belongs. There it is right there.
This is my Libby app. Okay. This is currently what I'm reading. It's what they call romanticy.
Yeah.
This is really crazy. It's got dragons
and fantasy.
And dragons and kids hooking up at like Hogwarts. That's basically what I'm reading right now.
Yeah. So Gracie, write it down. Super Gracie. She's our super producer. That's funny that she said she has three different libraries, I believe, that she follows. Because you can follow Chicago Library, Molly, if you have a card. You can do Omaha if you want. You could do wherever you want. You just need a card.
Oh, that's wild, because I do have an Omaha library card, and this one is tied to my Chicago library card, but I haven't ever tried to put multiple libraries on this app. I've only just used it as a Chicago library card, but I can library drift. How cool is that?
I feel not dumb, but like the whole library experience, I know we've talked about it a bit now, but a lot of people do use the library. I'm learning. Not everybody, but there was a lot of people that do.
New human alert.
new human alert right here.
I'm telling you, I know that in your sleepy part of the world, like I get it. Like there are people, if once you're in the library sphere, it's bananas to think that, there was a world where there wasn't a library, where you couldn't just walk in and have free information at your fingertips, no matter what it was. Except for what you found.
Well, I think everything's like on the internet. So, I'm not an avid reader of fantasy romance novels like yourself.
What? You mean you haven't been dying to read Onyx Storm since it came out in January? The no. exciting third installment of the Fourth Wing series. Psst. I can't believe we're friends.
It's called Romantasy.
Oh, yeah. I've read a ton of them.
Oh, wow.
It is a they got scary... everything now. Oh, okay. Yeah. It makes gajillions of dollars.
Does it really? I believe
so
it.
So people have you know, gone in this women, romantasy world.
There's not enough romance in this world for you ladies. So you guys got to get it from somewhere.
Right. That includes dragons and elves. Yeah. Got to take what we can get. Any port.
Hobbits.
It's more believable that an elf exists, okay. that a fairy exists, than a okay. romantic man who could do these things.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I do have a gift for you. I don't know when I should show it. Maybe we just do it right now. You know, Molly, for those of you who don't know, she collects, I don't want to say weird stuff, but it is weird stuff, right?
Eclectic. I'm an eclectic collector.
So you have, just so people know, you have... like a shrine, I want to say. It's probably not a shrine. It's probably a display. Mm-hmm. But of like cat whiskers. And then you have, I always forget, what did you have the wing of? A wing of a cicada or something like that?
Yes, last year was the big cicada year. Remember? They were everywhere.
You got a wing. So you got that in a little jar. Mm-hmm. And what other weird stuff do you have there?
I've got rocks and all sorts of found things from the beach and my walks and things like that. Why? What did you get?
Well, I have this. This is a very unique thing. Gracie, I'm going to need you to play something. I want to say it's one, a P1. Play P1 for me, please. It's very unique. You're not going to find this anywhere. It's one of a kind. You will never find that little thing right there that we're showing on the YouTube channel.
What is it? I mean,
that...
What is it besides a piece of flake that's on a floor somewhere? This says to me clean.
That is a bone shard from my body.
What? I don't want that.
No, you can put it in your jar.
No, so I don't want to see you in my house. Are you kidding me? What kind of thing am I manifesting with that?
So what happened was when I was younger, I broke my jaw, clean break. And they just, when they were pulling out my wisdom teeth, all that stuff happened. So they just wired me up. This is like when I was 18. So basically I have shrapnel in my jaw that every 10 years or something, it decides to reject it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a sliver that you get in your hand, your body will reject that out. You know, This is bone shard. So that's the second one. Now I have an issue going on right now. It's happening again. So I have to go to a surgeon today and have them hopefully remove this thing because it's poking right out of my gums on the inside. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to pull it out myself because the last two I did myself because the dentist couldn't find it. They thought I was crazy. So Wylene told me last night, she goes, I have that last one you pulled out. The thing is about the half the size of a fingernail.
Wylene,
that's how big it is.
Bone shards. No.
I'm glad she did because I can take that in today and show them what I'm talking about instead of talking crazy.
You're like, my wife needs it back. You're talking crazy. Yes. You say, I want my bone shard back because my wife keeps it.
She gave it to me last night and I thought, Molly, I'm putting this in a jar and you can have it with your whiskers and your little bug wings.
Respectfully, no. Just okay. if I started displaying pieces of you in our house, I think Peter would probably bristle a little bit. If I'm okay. like, oh, come look at this. Look, it's Murray's cat whiskers. It's a cicada wing from the big year that the cicadas came out in
Big
Forest.
Party bone, yeah.
And big party bone. Peter would be like, wait, what? What is on our kitchen sill? No, absolutely not. Garbage.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. I have a bone in my mouth. How bad does that sound?
You've got a party in your mouth. Now you've got a bone in your mouth. I can't with you in your mouth. Your mouth is really, it really gets you into some interesting scenarios.
Yes, it does. But yeah, so all right.
All right, I've got a piece of news of the day for you.
What's that?
Okay, so I saw this. I thought this was interesting. Saturday Night Live is branching out to the UK.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Apparently,
all right.
They've never done this. So it really is like it'll be Saturday Night Live, a UK edition. So the idea is Lorne Michaels, who is the brainchild creator of Saturday Night Live. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary. And I guess this is something that they've been working on to bring to England, the UK, Scotland, all those kind of places with their own fully British cast.
Okay. And Brits are funny.
Well, they are. But what's interesting is, you know, they have different television regulations than we do.
Like, what do you mean?
Like after 9:30 at night. So this will just be like here where it'll be live from, I guess, London or Manchester or wherever they have it. It's Saturday night. They can cuss. They can show nudity. They can have like all sorts of stuff that we can't have on commercial television here.
Okay.
There was
it's going to be great. Is that what you're saying? It's going to be great.
You're like F-bombs and boobs. You're like, how hey, there's some, they win?
There's some actors are on Saturday Night Live that I'd love to see naked. But that's a whole nother topic, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, for therapy. Everyone's like, wait, what? Yeah. So they're going to have, this is supposed to be in 2026. I guess they started talking about it, in, 2021. And so it's been a while, but now it's like really going to happen. I'm curious how it works when we reverse, export on account of the fact that we've always been the importers.
Yeah.
Whether it's The Office, you know, like I just think of all the shows that we get that had, you know, like even, American
that we steal,
Idol.
Right? Stuff that we steal. Yeah. We steal from the originators from different countries.
Yeah. We bring it over here and we put our stamp of America stank on it.
Yeah. America stank. God, you see the ladies, I guess Saturday Night Live had to make an apology. They had to make an apology, to the girl that played, Chloe.
Okay.
On, White Lotus.
Really?
Yeah.
They went pretty far.
I did.
The white POTUS, they really skewered her.
They did. So Sarah Sherman.
Yes.
She impersonated her character from White Lotus on that bit called the white POTUS.
Yes.
Amy Lou Wood, she's the one with the teeth. She got upset with the thing. And she said that sketch mocked her smile, calling it mean and unfunny. And the joke was about fluoride. She said she has big gap teeth, not bad teeth. Gracie, let's play that tiny little bit. It's 1V.
Like, what if we took all the fluoride out of the drinking water? But what would that do to people's teeth?
Fluoride? What's that? Oh, look, a monkey.
To go kill it and eat it.
No, not the monkey.
Oh, I saw that. I did not like that.
No one did.
Well,
no one did.
Really even protective of her.
And even so, the character, you know, the character that what was her love interest? He had posted something like amazing.
Walter Goggins.
Yes, he said amazing, blah, blah, blah. And the thing went nuts. And of course, he immediately had to take his post down. So now everyone thinks they're fighting. Everyone's fighting now. But God, I felt so bad for her. I really did. I felt bad. I laughed during that bit because I love Sarah. I just love what she does on Saturday Night Live. She's always a hit. So every time I watch it, I laugh, but I'm not laughing at Amy Lou. I'm laughing at Sarah.
Yes.
But gosh, everyone is upset. I think everyone's just sensitive right now. But she, I get it. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think about that?
That's an apology. I watched that whole bit and it starts off and it's like really funny. And you're like, this is kind of a cool parallel. By the end, I was like, this is terrifying. It was like uncomfortable. And the turn for me was that scene. Like it was
that one
scene,
right there.
Was that's the scene that for me, I was like, what? Like it went from being a satire, like a, you know, a funny poke at something to all of a sudden like being just mean and dark. And
well,
just,
that's what
like,
they're saying. Also that they were making fun of her accent.
All of it.
You know, play it again for me, Gracie, one more time. Thank you.
Like, what if we took all the fluoride out of the drinking water? But what would that do to people's teeth?
Fluoride? What's that? Oh, look, a monkey.
I'm gonna go kill it and eat it.
No, not the monkey.
I'm sorry.
You're so... You're like,
not the monkey! So yeah, that's the latest on that front right there. I don't think I've ever heard of Saturday Night Live having to do a apology like that, but I think they really felt like they hurt her.
She's sort of a beloved character.
Yes,
like,
she is
definitely somebody where I think everyone really liked her. And then I guess we can't even do spoilers at this point because it's been so many weeks, but given the end story for her character, it really did make her this tragic figure who was just sort of light and love and just sort of floating along and gets swept up in just some bad stuff.
Yeah. She was truly in love. She was an in love character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was trying to hit it and she was stuck with that guy. By the way, that forehead look is new. What's his name again?
Walter Goggins.
Yeah, that forehead that goes way back,
receding hairline. Receding hairline.
I guess
it's
that's
not a forehead. It's called a receding hairline. I love how the bald guy on the show is like really soft pedaling it. I don't know. What do you call that? A large forehead? You're like, it's called bald.
Well, they're saying because of that.
Bald.
Because of that, this White Lotus, it's brought an attraction to that look. As long as your hair is combed nicely, you can't be like Lester Holt.
What is this? From
what?
Bald Quarterly? They're like, you guys, I feel like we've finally made a breakthrough. We plan a couple more of these characters. They used to do it. Big Tobacco did it during the day where they'd have people smoking.
You.
And the next thing you know, everybody wanted to smoke. Well, I think we put enough bald guys in this in romantic categories. Yeah. They'll just all want to be bald.
It's what the ladies want. It is what the ladies want. Mm. But yeah, there you go. There's the latest for that one. But okay. What's your spring cleaning?
So spring cleaning is in the air. Apparently one of the places that people neglect that they were focusing on, there's like a multi-step, like I signed up for this newsletter. So like every day they'll send you a different portion of your house that you should be cleaning. I have not cleaned one portion since the newsletter started last week. But this one was interesting to me because they talked about under the bed.
Oh.
Under the bed is like the dustiest part of your bedroom.
I would agree with that.
Miss it. That's where dust bunnies kind of hide out and all the stuff. But it triggered this memory of mine about another article that I read about under the bed, and it had to do with feng shui.
Okay.
So, you know, feng shui is like the energy of a space. Everyone will be like, oh, you've got to have, you know, certain things in certain corners of a room in order to make it flow. You've heard of feng shui.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely something.
I thought it was feng shui. Feng shui. Yeah,
feng shui. Maybe it's like tomato and tomato.
I was going to say that. Okay. All right.
If I'm saying it incorrectly,
I don't even know.
No. If I'm saying it incorrectly, my apologies. It's going to drive somebody crazy for the next 2 minutes while
feng
I say
shui.
This word. And they're like, that is not how you say it.
Keep doing it then.
Which is totally not a Zen way to react to me saying it wrong.
No,
by the way.
It's not. Nope.
Find your inner bald Buddhist.
Yes.
See?
There you go. Bald.
Again, bald placement. Okay. So what I remember reading about is that there is this pushback against keeping things under your bed. Do you store things under your bed?
Wylene has, the sweet Wylene, the wifey, she has containers that fit underneath the bed with that she puts her winter stuff in, and then she changes it out every year like you ladies do. There's stuff underneath the bed. But anytime I've looked underneath that bed, it's a wooden floor. It's very dusty.
Yes.
I don't know why it's so dusty, but it is.
So two parts of this. One is the spring cleaning advice I have for you, where they say if you do keep containers under there, take all the containers out, wash off the top of the containers so even they can get dusty, and then clean out underneath your bed with whatever, whether if you vacuum if it's carpet or clean it with your favorite quote floor cleanser if it's hardwood. Now, the other little thing is that you're not supposed to have stuff underneath your bed, according to like
why
energy Zen stuff. It like screws up with your whole mind energy sleep cycle.
Really?
So one of the things is that they say that items under the bed interfere with the flow of feng shui and will have detrimental impact on both the subconscious and your quality of sleep.
Oh, and I have awful, awful quality of sleep.
That's what I thought
about.
Bad
quality of sleep.
So they came out with a list of the seven things people keep under their bed that like you really shouldn't. And some of them are more egregious than others. There are some things where it's like, just don't do it.
Let me guess.
The worst one.
Let me guess. Shoes.
Yes.
What number is that on? What
that was number one.
I really, I went it out. Okay. Shoes.
Shoes and boots. They're like that. To find someplace else to keep them. Don't keep that stuff underneath your bed. It blocks the flow.
Blankets.
I did not have blankets.
Towels.
They have general. That could go under general clutter. General clutter could be one of those things where it's like, just keep it out. Guess what the worst thing to have under the bed is?
Of course, a body. But
you're not sleeping well for a whole other sack of reasons. You're like, honey, I don't feel like I'm sleeping that great. They're like, do you think it's the feng shui in the room? You're like, I think it's the dead body under the bed in the room. Like, huh, okay, interesting. Well, let's say, agree to disagree. I think it's all your clutter on the nightstand.
Exactly.
Like, well, I think it's that reeking corpse of the neighbor.
How about a hat? Is the hat, I don't know why a hat would be so terrible.
No.
What is it? I give up.
Work-related items.
Like what? What do you?
Laptops, chargers, notebooks, all sorts of that little clutter. And I thought about you and I because we are totally bedtime preppers.
Yeah.
You know, because of what we do, a lot of times you're taking those last moments and you're on your phone and doing whatever. They're saying that that is some of the most detrimental for a whole host of reasons. One is like, this is just this whole toxic energy that's just living underneath you while you try to sleep at night.
Okay.
And then the other thing is also just the idea of like devices in bed, like not a great place. They're like, create a different space for that. The
Absolutely.
Other thing,
yeah.
Which there's I thought
more?
Was weird.
There's no, more.
There's another
but
one. That's,
wait.
But wait. No, there's another one that is also somehow not that great. And that's keeping boxes of photos underneath your bed.
I don't have that.
They say you should not be sleeping on top of or, quote, pressing down on your loved ones.
Oh, weird.
I know.
That's weird. Why?
They should be in a place of honor and in a place of, you know, like do a gallery wall or
something. Oh, a place of honor. Listen to that. I like that. A place of honor.
But that you shouldn't be using them as like stuffed underneath the bed. It was kind of spooky. I'm superstitious Irish, so something like that like really like haunted me. I don't have them underneath the bed. But
what about
this, like
what about ashes?
Don't keep that under the bed. I think that would be number one with a bullet. Are you nuts? It's like right up there with dead body.
No, I don't mean it's underneath the bed. Like ashes. You said place honorable place.
Okay. So I have
on the dresser, I have Wrigley, my border collie ashes in a bag.
In your
bag. And then next to that, I have Rocky 2 in a bag. But down in the basement, I have my grandfather and grandmother in a box.
Party, at this point, we need to specify, does not live in a crematorium. He just has apparently a whole poo-poo platter of cremains.
Of ashes. Yes, cremains. Okay, I need to find an honorable place.
Yeah,
stats. Maybe that's why I'm not sleeping well either, because of the ashes.
You think?
The cremains and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but dead energy in your sleep space? Yeah, that's like some crazy stuff, man. That's like the kind of thing where that's like deep grieving process. Like
dead
if I
energy.
Think of stuff like that, like I think of something like moved on energy, but you're hoarding it with yourself in your most sacred of spaces. Mm-hmm. You're trying to tell me that that's not going to mess with the whatever magnetic field you got going on with your like Zen energy, dude.
I guess so. All right. Moving it on.
Yeah, all right, get those dead animals out of your room.
Get them out of the room. So that's pretty much it for the above pictures and stuff.
Yeah, okay. They were saying don't do that for pictures. Right. The other stuff that they did real quick was just books, paperwork. You know, everybody shoves that underneath the bed. She had a great quote, and that was this. Tucking clutter away, it's still there. It's the idea of if you throw your visa statement in a drawer and pretend like it doesn't exist, it does. Same thing for clutter. Just because you put it somewhere and close the door doesn't mean that there's not still clutter in your life. It's still there on a certain plane.
I hate clutter so much. God, I hate it, hate it, hate it.
You're not allowed to come to my house ever.
Yeah, really?
You and Peter need to run like off together.
It. Yeah, I do not like clutter. I do tuck some of it away, but for the most part, I just get rid of it. I have this thing where I pick up after myself, and so I don't have to pick it up later. Because all it does is build and build. Next thing you're spending an hour cleaning. Not like I don't have an hour to clean, but if I pick up all my stuff and papers and everything like that, then I'm not a clean freak either. I just don't like spending a lot of time cleaning.
Well, so to me, it's not about, okay, so you're saying pick up after yourself.
That's all I do.
I pick up after myself. That's not the clutter that's in my house.
No, you got kids and stuff.
Yeah, I've got like, I want to hold on to that thing that they made in second grade. Or, I want to hold on to this scrap of paper. Or do I still need those doctor medical things from their 2-year checkup? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm totally vapor locked. I mean, I drive Peter crazy because I'm like, I don't know. Hold on to it. He's like, some of this stuff, it's just got to go.
You got a whole room dedicated to papers.
Exactly. It's called clutter. My studio. I close the door. I'm like, don't go in there. That's my sacred space.
Some people work in chaos. They work great in chaos. Not that your life is chaos, but
It is.
Some people work great in chaos for some reason.
I think I've always worked in chaotic jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've always gravitated towards jobs that is all about organizing chaos.
Like the clown when you were a party clown for a few years, you know?
Yeah.
Chaos.
All those kids, chaos.
Chaos.
But I came in and I organized that circus.
So Blue Origin, they just did that flight with six women on Monday. I don't think they are getting the attention they wanted because it was truly a flight of the haves while the not haves, the have nots watched this thing. Now I watched it and I thought it was cool, but I have not seen of the thousands of comments, even celebrities that are saying that, for the most part, it was tone deaf for the most part. And it was out of touch because each one of those seats cost $1 million to $1.5 million. You had Katy Perry, you had Gail on there, you had Lauren Sanchez. It's the first time I've ever seen her not hanging out of her shirt, by the way. They went up, and now even celebrities are saying, even Wendy's tweeted out the restaurant that someone said Katy Perry made it back to Earth, and they tweeted back saying, can we send her back? Everyone is so upset, Molly. They're saying people have lost their jobs, people are hungry, all these things are happening, and you guys are up there pretending like you're astronauts, which you're not an astronaut, which is offensive to every other astronaut is what they're saying. This thing has completely gone so bad for all of them because, you know, while everyone's struggling, they're up there doing their thing. And I don't hate the rich. I just found it was very interesting. I thought people would be like, yay, the glass ceiling has been broken. Nobody.
I don't think anybody looks at
one person even cares. They're so upset about that, that whole Blue Origin thing. So, yeah, that's the latest. With that,
it's an expensive party trick to be pulling at a time when people
11 minutes
can't afford to have a party.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And so I think it doesn't surprise me that there is some sort of backlash on the cost of everything.
Yes.
So to be, in all things so let's say Katy Perry decided to write a $1.5 million check instead of paying for this experience, which, you know, you say to yourself, okay, all the jobs at Blue Origin that has, all of the time it took, you know, that energy, the kind of knowledge and will and know-how to do those kind of jobs. So yes, I do relate with the fact that they are not astronauts. They kept saying, I was like, they're not astronauts.
You are officially an astronaut. Yeah.
You cannot buy a costume at Mengelson's.
No, you cannot.
And wear it on a trampoline. And just because you caught air at some point, you can be like, I'm an astronaut. I touched the stars.
I will say
that it was very funny. You know, they all come off and they ring that bell as they come off of
talking about Gail, right? Gail's face. She looked terrified and very unhappy. You know why she was the way she was? It's because she is afraid to fly, number one. And two, she doesn't even have her ears pierced because she's afraid it's going to hurt. So she lives a life of fear somehow. And so that's why all of those looks that she had. Everyone's asking, why did you look so angry?
She didn't look angry. She looked like she was going to be sick.
Yeah.
Like to me, it didn't look like an angry face. It looked like a face where I was like, I do not want to puke on camera. I do not want to puke on camera. I mean, angry at yourself for the fact that like, you're just about ready to like spew after, which has got to be a normal. I mean, you watch them go up, you saw the hard landing that they had. If you're not somebody who likes to fly, you really got to be hating life.
Well, look how many G's you're going up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm uninterested. Yeah, I am perfectly happy staying terrestrial based. I am not, the closest I want to come to the sky is when I get to fly somewhere really great on this planet.
Okay.
I take off in my hometown and I land in Hawaii, but I do not care to go to inner space, lower space, wherever they were and float like a freak. That scares the hell. That scares the hell out of me. I'm with Gail King. When I saw her that, I was like, girl, you were not supposed to be up there. If God meant you to do that, he would have given you a rocket ship for a butt.
It was funny because it was the pink moon, you know, up there, right? Of course, you see it differently there because, you know, this stuff, you know, nothing's blocking it. And so when Lauren, that's Bezos's fiance, was talking about the pink moon, everybody literally said, even the lady interviewing, she goes, was it pink? She's like, no, it's not pink.
They're like, the moon... Listen, as an astronaut, aka his fiance, you're not an astronaut. You're like, well, I feel like I am in this interview because you're asking if the moon was pink. And I feel like me knowing that it wasn't puts me closer to astronaut than you.
Did you do the pink, the moon, the pink
I
moon
did.
Water?
Hold on, okay. I've got like a little container here.
Come on, add my bone to it.
No.
Ooh, what if that grew some weird, take a drink.
No.
Do you drink that? What do you do with that?
I don't drink this. I clean with it.
Okay. You clean with it. Let's explain. For those of you that don't know what moon water is, what is in the middle of that? People, you need to go to the Herdat One network, the Herdat One YouTube to see this stuff. You know, you should listen to the podcast on Spotify or Apple and then back up and go hit the YouTube. What is that in the middle of that jar of... Is that a rock?
It's one of the like crystals that my friend gave me. And apparently if you put it out on like full moons, it like is supposed to re-energize whatever energy is in it. I don't know. I can fish it out.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not going to fish it out just yet. And then the other one is my dream stone.
Okay.
Which, God, my husband's listening to this. He's going to be like, what's in our bed?
Oh no. What is it? Tell me. What is it?
It's a dream rock. It's a rock that's supposed to help you have, talking about feng shui. Wow. Look at this. It's totally full circle. So keeping with all of this, I have this rock that I keep in my pillowcase and it's a crystal that's supposed to be good for dreams.
Doesn't it bother your sleep?
No, it's like Princess and the Pea. I mean, if you can notice it, like seriously, like you are the most precious creature ever.
Okay.
It's in my pillowcase. So
that's normal, but
so I have a zip closed pillowcase so it can't slide out. So
all right.
It's in there. And you know, now that I think about it, it hasn't been the last couple of days and I have had some really weird dreams. Is this a dream? Feels like it.
This is a dream.
Is this,
this
a dream?
A dream.
Yeah. This is a nightmare. Oh my God. So yeah, so right, I keep this. It's like, and so that was one of the other ones that I put out during the full moon. But yes, I will use this moon water. I don't know. It just makes me happy. Listen.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm with it. I have a whole giant bottle of tequila that I moon rocked. Moon, whatever I did to it. I stuck it out in the moon. Gracie, you're going to be doing this too, by the way. You watch.
She's like, oh, I don't suck me into your weirdo. Well, here's the thing. Well, Gracie will find this funny. So, you know, Saturday night was the night that we were supposed to put it out for the pink water.
Yeah.
And that was the night that we had trivia night at our school church.
Okay.
And so I ran into our parish priest. Uh-huh. And he's like, I heard there's a full moon tonight. Oh, yeah. I was like, all right. Oh boy. Because I'd told on myself the last time I did this. I was like, I just want you to know that I put out moon water. And he's like, do you believe in the power of moon water overall? I was like, no. He's like,
yeah.
Like, he's like, see you at church on Sunday.
People do it. They're following your ways. And if it makes you happy and it does stuff for you, then that's what you should do. I am not against it. Wylene, we did it.
Did you put some out this weekend?
No, I completely forgot. I completely forgot. But I always remind you.
I know.
But I forget, which is so stupid. But yeah.
Which is crazy.
Anyway, but yeah.
Maybe I should be texting you now.
Yeah. All right. So make sure if you want to reach out to us, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. You can also shoot us a text at 402-915-0962. You want to listen to us on, you know, while you're getting ready for work. I call this the Wylene way. Pretty much you just tell your Alexa to play the new episode, or just play the Big Party Show podcast, new episode. All right. And this one will pop up immediately. And yeah, make sure you follow, like, you rate, review, and share it with the world that the Big Party Show exists. That's
it. Let people know. Let people know how easy it is. Let people know, hey, listen, just give it one listen.
That's
it. You're going to listen to these guys, and really, is that what Big Party's all about? Yes.
Yeah.
He'll let you in.
I'll let you in. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys Friday. Have a safe day, and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.